chapter 2. Matthew chapter 2. We'll start in verse 1. Matthew 2, verse 1. Now, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem. Now, you know, really, I think if we would have probably paid more attention to this, it's right here in the verse that these wise men did not show up at the time when Jesus was born, as did the shepherds. And it's right here in this verse, after Jesus was born in days of Herod the king, that's when these wise men from the east came to Jerusalem. So this is letting us know right here that this is not a time of Jesus' birth. This is after that event. And then we know, at the very least, we know that it was 40 days after that, because they have already had to have gone to the temple, because the night that they show up here, Mary, Joseph, and Jesus have to go to Egypt, and they leave that night. So Jesus had to be at least 40 days old because of Mary's time for her purification before they could go to the temple. So all of that was already done before this time. Okay, so these wise men from the east, as they came into Jerusalem, they said, verse 2, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him." So there's this star that appeared in the sky that they recognized as the Messiah's star. And this king of the Jews is a synonym for the Messiah, for the Christ that is born. And they've come to worship him. Verse 3. When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Well, now we can understand this. Now, these are two different kinds of troubled or panics from these two different two groups of people. Herod, he sees this Messiah as a threat. He obviously knew that the Jews had a prophecy. Now, now we know, we've covered that Herod was not a Hebrew. He was of the he wasn't of the lineage of Jacob. He was of Jacob's brother Esau. So King Herod was an Edomite, who, unfortunately, the Edomites turned pagan. And in the Old Testament, different times, God would have the Israelites have to go and attack their cousins to help wake them up and take them out of the paganism, idolatry, and what all they were, whatever they were into. Okay, now, but that is why King Herod is troubled. He sees this Messiah being born as a direct assault on his kingship, and that this child could displace him. Now, versus the Hebrews there in Jerusalem, well, they're panicked because the Messiah's been born and we didn't even know about it. We missed it. How did we miss this? Well, you know, not everyone missed it. Number one, you know, through God, the angels inform the shepherds. Then the shepherds in turn inform people that passed by them as they were there in this Bethlehem area, David's old stomping grounds, taking care of their sheep. The text says that as people went by, they would tell people that the Messiah's been born, and they would tell them the things that the angels revealed to them. So there were people there, plus Jesus, Mary, and Joseph have already gone to the temple. And we had Simeon and Anna, who were right there. They both had prophetic statements from God that they said. Plus, the text says that Anna kept telling people after they left, the people that were looking for the kingdom, she would tell them that the Messiah had been born and that she had seen him. He was brought right into the temple. So there were people that knew, but anyway, this was still kept under wraps, obviously, because when this was a big public announcement, obviously, because it says all of Jerusalem was troubled with the king. Okay, verse 4. And when the king Herod had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. Okay, so there's two groups of people here that did not know where the Messiah was going to be born. Number one, obviously King Herod didn't know where the Messiah was going to be born. Number two, neither did these wise men. All they knew is when the star appeared, go to Jerusalem. That's all they know. That's all they did. They didn't know anything about Bethlehem. Otherwise, they never would have stopped, obviously, in Jerusalem. And then this would not have been an opportunity to fulfill God's prophecy that out of Egypt I called my son. Okay. Verse 5. So these scribes and chief priests said to King Herod, in Bethlehem of Judea is where the Messiah will be born. For thus it is prophesied by the prophet. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are not the least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel. Then Herod, when he had secretly called the wise men, determined from them what time the star appeared. Now this is very important. And in verse 16, this is going to come back around. And this gives us a time frame of how old Jesus is what this does. Because he ends up killing the people, the children, which ends up being 2 years and under. It says, according to the time which Herod had obtained from the wise men. So, obviously, everyone involved, King Herod and the wise men, had the thought that when the star appeared, that's when the Messiah was born. And that is obviously, that makes the most sense. The star appeared the night that Jesus was born, but they're way over somewhere in the east. Very likely like 500 miles to the east. And they had to travel, which, now as far as how they got to Jerusalem, there's two ways that I know of. And now initially, I just assumed, well, they take a straight direct line and go across this Arabian desert. And it's 500 miles. But several years ago, I was at Porter Hill where Paul used to preach. And there was a man there that said, no, they would not have gone across this desert with no food, no water in 500 miles. This is a very grueling trip. He said they would have taken the King's Highway, which is like over the old Fertile Crescent area, and they would have gone up here and come down. And so I did a little study on this in the past, and now it would have doubled their miles. They would have traveled in the neighborhood of about 1,000 miles instead of 500. But there's cities and towns all the way across here, and readily supplies of food and water. There's no issue. It's easy traveling for however easy it could be in those days with on foot, on a donkey, on a camel. But much better than this. There's no food or water. You're really, this is a tough deal here. But so in my thought, that's very likely what they've done. What they did, they would have taken this, and it's called the King's Highway. It was heavily traveled, and it was a route of trade. And so, them going this 1,000 miles, it would not, even though now that's 1,000 miles, you know, it's down to Houston and back from here. So, it's a long, long trip. Even for us today, you know, it takes us 7 to 10 hours each way. So, nearly 20 hours on the road. That's a grueling trip even for us, but it still wouldn't have taken them 2 years because they could travel anywhere from 25 to 50 miles a day, somewhat relative ease. Even if they went 25 miles a day, there's 40 days. So just a little over a month, they could have made this trip. So why, very likely 2 years later before they show up, We don't have an answer, but the answer may be in the expensive gifts that they brought, the gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Maybe it took them that amount of time to raise the funds in order to purchase these expensive gifts that they were going to give to the Messiah. That's the best explanation that I know of. Okay, verse 8. So then King Herod sent the wise men to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the young child, and when you have found him, bring back word to me that I may come and worship him also." Now, this is an outright deception. This is a lie. Now, he does want to go to the king of the Jews, but not to worship him. He wants to assassinate him. Okay. Verse 9. So, but now these wise men, they don't know anything about any of this. They're just going, whatever's presented, they're going with the information that they have. Okay, so here they go. Verse 9. When they heard the king, they departed, and behold, the star which they had seen in the east went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was. So, now Jerusalem, or Bethlehem, is 6 miles south and a hair to the east. So, but it's 6 miles to the south of Jerusalem. So they have a 6 mile journey is all they have after they've gone very likely the 1,000 miles. They just have 6 miles to go. But, you know, here God in Bethlehem, I'm confident is about the size of Blair. And anyway, if there's somebody here in town, you don't know where you're coming just new and you're to meet somebody, you still, that's not going to help you. There's lots of people that live here, even though it's a small town. Where is he? Well, that's where this star came in. So, somewhere between Jerusalem and Bethlehem, this light, this orb, whatever it was, it looked like the star that they'd been seeing in the sky. It came out of the sky and it came before them and it led them into Bethlehem, even right to the house where the young child was. And we get this here in verse 9. This is a different, the difference in the description of Jesus at this time versus Luke. Luke's account, he was always called a babe. See, he was a newborn. Now, he's no longer a babe. He's a young child. He's a toddler now. And that comes across in the Greek and the English translation here in verse 9. He's a young child. He's no longer a babe, a newborn. Okay, verse 10. So when these wise men saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. So, you know, otherwise, you know, their journey's not over because they know nothing. All they knew is to go to Jerusalem, and they expected, obviously, really, obviously, they went to wherever King Herod was. They assumed that the young king of the Jews that was just born would be where King Herod is. So probably they came into Jerusalem and said, "Hey, where's the king?" And they told him. So they went to King Herod and they falsely assumed that that's where the Messiah would be. And he was not there. So now they're really lost. So they are very happy that this star that they've been seeing in the sky has come out and it is leading them to not only to Bethlehem, but right over the house. Verse 11, and when they had come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother and fell down and worshipped him. So this star came and stood right over the house. Now, and we notice now, they're in a house now. They're not out in a stable where Jesus is in the manger. That was long gone. Now they have secured over time. Joseph has been able to get some finances, found a vacancy, something, and he's renting or has bought a house at this time. Or maybe he's staying with family because they're all of the house of David, but both of these. So very likely they probably have family here. And so, but anyway, something, they've secured a house. They're no longer homeless. Okay. And these wise men fell down and worshipped the Messiah. And when they had opened their treasures, see, these are treasures, these are valuables, which is my best explanation of why it took them 2 years to take a journey that they could have very, I feel like, easily made in a month. Why it took them 2 years to show up. Okay. So they opened their treasures and they presented gifts to the Messiah, to Jesus, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Then, okay, here it is, that night, verse 12. Then being divinely warned in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed for their country another way. So, they didn't go back the same way. Now, this map doesn't show it as well as this other map that we have here. But here they are 6 miles south of Jerusalem. Very likely the way they would have gone back home is probably the way they came. Through Jerusalem, back up this way. But through Jerusalem. They went a different way. What my thought is, this different way that they went, I feel like that they probably went south of Bethlehem, went south of the Dead Sea, and went on the east side of the Dead Sea. Now they have this option at this point, and with God being with them, you know, they could have made it across here at that time, going across this desert, but what I feel like they would have been an easier trip, and what I would have done, is south of the Dead Sea, gone on the east side of the Dead Sea, and then gone up north. And here you are, you're out of Herod's territory, you're out of the Hebrews' territory, you're in pagan lands, and anyway, it's like you're in another country at this time, you're in different provinces, and you're going to sneak out of here, and Herod will never find you here, and then just go on north and hit this king's highway. Anyway, that's an explanation, a possibility of what this other way that they went. Okay, verse 13. Well, you know, I think this is a good place to stop here at this point. Our time is gone anyway, so we'll Lord willing, we'll pick up in verse 13 next week.